It's What's Hot and What's Not with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market this morning?
You know, we're going to have to go with wheat. I mean, wheat, you know, really looked tough here the last couple of weeks of April, but now since we flipped the calendar to May, we've finally started to find some strength, and a lot of it coming from, of course, you know, the adversity of getting the crop in, and with the winter wheat crop seeing, you know, conditions being fairly poor. But the other side is that we put in a technical correction in the market on Wednesday, where we put in a key reversal, and then we also put in a weekly key reversal. So technically right now, wheat does look like it should be able to test, if it closes higher on Monday, it should be able to test the 67% retracement, which is levels that we look for in the chance of a recovery. So right now, I'd have to say wheat is probably the hot market.
Yeah, some of that too, they're finally paying attention to abandonment down in Kansas.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, we're hearing reports of Kansas traditionally leads about 11% of the crop or abandons 11%. This year, they're talking about being closer to 25%. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission came in and rated their crop and put an estimate for production. It's very low. And we're going to see the wheat quality tour here and start next week. And I think then we'll really start to unravel a little bit of the mystery of the winter wheat crop.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to have to go with, you know, cattle. It's not that they're not hot. It's just that they're really cooling off fast. And we put in, you know, lower performance last week. Cash bids took a pretty good drop. So we've kind of taken a little bit of the limelight off of the cattle market. And then you have to say crude. Crude took a pretty big hit last week. Trying to make a recovery right now here this week. But for those two markets really did do some damage on the technicals on the opposite side, you know, on the downside. But now that the crude is kind of stabilizing, you know, maybe we'll see a little bit of increase in demand. But that's been the other problem, is that our gas demand has been dropping.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.